This is today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, it sounds like you're already at work this morning.
Well, I am. We're trying to get caught up.
Tell us about the markets this week.
Markets pretty well followed through what we've seen last week. This calf market is considerably cheaper. The killer cow market's cheaper, but it's holding together better than the rest of the market compared to the value of these calves. We're seeing, this fat market has dropped from, when we were selling cattle 45 to 60 days ago in the high 80s, low 90s, or some of them even in the mid 90s. And we're down in that low 80. And there's a lot of this pure economics. I mean, they're not getting as much for their fats. Cattle are losing money, so they're not going to give as much for their feeders. Now, the calves are coming to town strictly. Every producer I talked to yesterday, they're out of water on a lot of these places. And they said they had the best spring they've ever had. Their ponds were full. They thought they were in good shape. And sometime in that July, August period, they said, we've run plumb out of water. None of them can explain it. The evaporation was way bigger than normal. But we're seeing a lot of calves come to town that normally wouldn't be here for another probably 30 days. And then we're continuing to have big runs. Of course, a lot of them will be an older cow, but we're seeing some 7-8-year-old cows being culled because the people they want to keep their young cows, and they've got plenty of hay and they've got plenty of water and grass for the cows are keeping, but they're not going to get caught like they did when this drought first started and have to feed cows starting right now, plumb through, April like they did then. And the only advantage is that they do have, most of them that I've talked to do have enough hay. And they can keep what they're selling, but their water situation's bad. I talked to one customer years, he said, we run out of water on one place, we can open it up, but they'll have to go a mile and a half to get to the other water. And he said, we're just not going to, from a management standpoint, not going to change. These calves are probably, from the high to be extreme, $20 to $25 $100 cheaper. That's not uncommon for this time of year. It's normally we get into October before we see that, but we're seeing it probably 3 weeks earlier than normal. So, there's not any great surprises. Besides the fact we've all experienced a great market and we're typical, we're internal optimists, and it's going to stay here, but we still have the ebb and flow and of the seasonal market. And then you got peat farmers sitting on go. Some of them have got their fields ready to go and they're sitting on go, and they're not going to do nothing until they get wheat in the ground, and then they're not going to do nothing until they get wheat up, and then they'll come back in the market. We just got to, hope that seasonal transition works out. We'll get rain and go on. But I think I've seen the forecast. We're going to be up in the high 90s, low 100 in southwest Oklahoma again. So that's, that's going to be tough on our farmers for a minute. But in general, the cattle business is still great. You're still getting $1,200 to $1,500 for a calf. The bright side is if you're happen to sell cows, these cows are selling for, a packer cow bringing from $1,200, and a 7-8-year-old cow that's heavy bred can bring $1,700 to $1,800. So your salvage value is triple what they normally are in a situation like this.
Well, I know you've been talking about drought and pond water, but what do you think with interest rates being double what they were a year ago? Don't you think that's also going to be an issue for anybody, any producers trying to rebuild their herd this time?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a deal this week where they showed there was less heifers, and kind of the first time we've seen less heifers, but they're not rebuilding. Here's an example. I know a guy sold 250 cows. He kept 50 heifers because he wouldn't overgraze, and he had enough pond water for those 50 replacement heifers. So that's not rebuilding. That's just trying to sustain what they got. High interest, yeah, it's an issue, but it's just a cost of doing business. You go back and look over time. I went back and looked at some old abstracts on a place my granddad bought back in the early 1900s, and he paid 5% interest, 6% interest. He paid it off, remortgaged it in the early 50s, 5 to 6% interest. And then my dad bought it off him, and when he financed it, it was still 5 to 6% interest. So that 1 to 3% interest we had for a lot of these people that's from 30 to 50 years old, that was just a a gift. I mean, because we paid from 5 to 8% interest. Now we're back up to 12, 9 to 12%, depending on how your credit rating is. But I remember paying 18 to 22% in the '80s. So, but it's just a factor you've got to factor in. It reduces your margin. What they need to look at is what kind of margin are you looking for, and what these calves are costing today, and what you can lay them off on the LRP. Now this is beginning cost to end cost, not factoring in anything, but they still got a $500 head margin in these cattle. And guys, we worked with 200 head margin for years. Of course, I know the cost of expenses have gone up. It's kind of like one guy told me that puts up a lot of silage, and his neighbor called and asked him, he said, well, what are we going to do? He said, we're going to buy cattle. He said, well, there's not as big a margin. He said, well, your silage is worth nothing. So he said, you're just going to work for a little less, but you got to stay in the program. So, I mean, we're no different than any other business. The oil business is the same way. I mean, when you got $20 barrel oil, they're not making money. They hope they're covering their costs. They got to stay in the business. Their market probably ebbs and flows more like ours, or more like anything in agriculture, is the oil business. And, you know, I mean, of course, it looks like that they're in the, well, they just drive fancy cars and wear different shoes than we do.
Well, since you mentioned, I haven't seen any rain in the forecast either. So with that in mind, what do you think we're going to see over the next couple of weeks? Pretty much the same thing?
Yes. I mean, Apache's runs are not above, but they're way bigger than we thought we would have. I didn't think we'd be seeing this many cows sell. And that's troublesome, because for our part of the industry, I mean, we rely on numbers. And we're selling part of the manufacturer when we're seeing cows. I just hope that these people are kind of doing like the other gentleman I talked about. You know, he sold 200 cows, but he's keeping 50 heifers. And I mean, we get rain and look like we're going to have a good spring in. You know, people start keeping heifers or buying young cows.
Well, if folks want to talk about it, Bob, how do they get you?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook, Greg Griffith or myself call, or just call the office and one of the girls get you hooked up with us. We'd love to hear from you. Just whether we sell cattle for you or not, give you our idea or input of what we're seeing.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.